Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Yeah, and are you getting, I'm just looking, you've got 1.4 millimetres where you are, but you are in the Bermuda Triangle. Are you getting any of this?
Yes, we are. So you can change the rain to 100% now.
100%. That's what ANZ used to say. He used to write it on the paper. Strawn, it's now 100% because I'm wet. 100% chance. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah, we've been raining out here for about 45 minutes. Not heavy, but it's been consistent.
Yeah, 5:30, I ran across the road to Chris's to get the papers, and, it was just like that misty stuff, you know, Bluey, not enough to sort of make you really wet, but enough to put spots on your glasses if you're a glasses wearer like I am.
That's right, got new windscreen wipers on those glasses, don't we?
I know. Hey, yesterday, Bluey, what a sensational day. I went for a paddle late in the afternoon up the river. It just looked like a picture. There was virtually no wind, very, very light wind. And, there was a lot of fish jumping. Gee, there's a lot of bait fish around at the moment.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of bait fish. And the dolphins were out yesterday. I've probably seen the best display of dolphins I've ever seen since I've been at the shed here. They were jumping out of the water. They were swimming upside down, you know, with their white bellies showing and all that sort of stuff. It was absolutely magnificent. They were here for about half an hour. And I thought, wow, what a place we live in, you know?
Yeah, you're dead right.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I know. I got photos sent of the surf comp at Crescent Head, Bluey. It was just like something out of a tourist brochure. Offshore winds, beautiful waves. You know, a place just looked like something out of a picture book. It was just sensational yesterday. Today, as we mentioned, we've already got a little bit of shower activity. They're only saying between 1 and 2 millimetres, if that, but we're already at 1.4 and Taree's at 5 millimetres. Given that, hopefully that might stir up the fish. You've still got massive surf out there. I guess you're going to the estuary again or to the breakwalls?
No, we'll go out to the estuary again. As I said, we're not doing too bad with the blackfish and brim. They were a bit quieter yesterday, as I said, but fish don't like to die on good days. But we've got a bit of cloud cover today and a little bit of pitter-patter on the water. Might just make them more active. They might be looking for a bit more nutrients in the water. So we'll basically go out to the estuary and we'll just try for a blackfish or a brim on prawns.
Okie dokie. Now, the Mid-North Coast, out this weekend, we've got a deep sea championship on.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Lake Cadai Amateur Fishing Club are hosting the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea Division. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in on Sunday at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also the Campsie High Bowlers are out this weekend. Out today, sorry. They're at Chatty's General Store and they're selling raffle tickets for 5 for kids.
Yeah, give me...
in that area... At East Kempsey, just call in and buy a couple of tickets. They've got some fantastic prizes on offer. And if you don't want, just give them a toot as you go past.
That's for sure. We really appreciate the work that they do with Paddle Pop and his great crew there, led by Kerr. And look for him at Chatty's store there just before you go over the bridge or just after the bridge. It depends which way you're going, I suppose. And also, keep an eye out for Gwenny and Kath today outside the IGA in Maxville as they're selling tickets as well. And we've really got some great stuff coming up there over the coming weeks. And, of course, next Friday, Bluey, we'll be donning our skivvies for the wonderful Give Me Five for Kids Bowls Day at Port City Bowling Club because we're raising money for the children's wards at the hospitals. It's a Wiggles theme. Got to have the black pants and the skivvies. And so far I've got two. I've still got two skivvies to go. I need a yellow one and I need a blue one. And one in particular I need very large because Von Beer Bottle wants a 3 or 4XL.
We might ask the listeners. They might have one sort of stored away in their cupboards they haven't used for years and they could drop it either into the radio station there or out to the boat shed here.
Okay.
We very much appreciate it.
You know where I got the wet red one from?
Tell me.
Hector the Erector's ski gear. So, I tell you what, I hope it's not a real sunny day, Bluey, because whoever's wearing the red one next week will absolutely swelter. So it's Hector the Erector's red one, and it is a proper, like, ski, like, you know, it's -5. So we'll probably have a red face if everyone's got the red one next week. Anyway, we're going to draw straws for that, although ANZ's claimed the purple one already, so it's just up to
I want the yellow.
You're going to be the yellow wiggle? Okay. Yeah. We need a blue one.
There's only one person going to get the red one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to get the red one.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And we've got to get a 3XL blue one or 4XL blue one for Von Beer Bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, the search continues, Bluey. Let's go to this, though, the all-important on a Friday... Footy Tab Best Bet.
Yeah, the Blue Waters Footy Tab Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Townsville Saturday night. The Cowboys receive 3.5 start against the Melbourne Storm. They won't need it.
Ooh, he's going the Cows. Yeah, right,
no,
they went.
No Billy Slater.
Okay, no Billy Slater, and Bluey's backing up the 5-point bus there. Will he go? You got to go to power play on that one too, Bluey. Are you game enough?
I think so. Oh, yeah, make a 10-pointer.
Oh, how good would that be? We will see. Now, if that salutes
the Bluey Waters Bottle O Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters Bottle O Best Bet. We're off to IGA Liquor today, Friday only. They've got Tui's new 30-pack cans at $46 a carton.
What's that, a grog, ooh, Bluey?
That's $1.53 a grog. Thank you very much.
Sip and save, ooh, all weekend.
You want to believe it.
$1.53 a grog. What's water at your place, Bluey?
$2.50, refrigerated.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Wish us all the best today in the Give Me Five for Kids charity golf day at the Kew Country Club. We've got in the raffle, Bluey, we've got a weekend for two at Opal Cove with Brekkie for two nights. We have the 100 Club, and I really confused Bodge. I said, guess how many tickets we've got to sell? He didn't know. And Guy called in yesterday too. He's, you know, he's been off for the last couple of weeks. Well, he's going on a cruise. So anyway, he called in yesterday, had a good chat with him. And he's still laughing about, because he's still such a young bloke. Remember when he was talking about on air, he said, what about the new, that's from the Chicago album X. And Otto rang me and I had to ring on behalf of Otto and say, Guy, it's 10, mate. It's a Roman numeral. It's the album 10. Anyway, guys, he's in fine form.
Bit of a worry him going on a cruise with all that food.
Oh, that's right. No, he's been going to the gym again. He's going all right, Guy. And
him and Jim are going together.
That's right. But he's going on the big cruise, and he's bought the drinks package as well, Bluey. Anyway, we wish him all the best. And we're set to go today as well. We have the auction coming up. We've got some great stuff to auction, including some Ray Hadley autographed memorabilia, like the Newcastle Knights wood cover. And we've got a really fancy golf hat donated by Luke the Pro at the Kew Country Club. We thank Luke very much. Don Barton will be banging his gavel probably about between 4 and 5 or just after 5 this evening, Bluey. So it's all on. Now, you are the champion of Lot 1s. In your halcyon days when you and Dokey were on the loose, you bought plenty of lot ones around the place, Bluey. What would be your finest lot one you bought? Would it be those two wheels that are welded together you end up making a coffee table out of?
Yeah, I thought that. I think that's probably about the best one. It's a wheel. It's a painted black, and it's got the glass on the top. Yeah, that'd be probably one of
my
best.
Lot one.
Lot one, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, wish us luck today, Bluey. We've got Colin, who paid $330 playing with us, to be chauffeured round by Don Barton in Driving Miss Don. Wish us luck, Bluey.
I do wish you luck. Cheers. Strawny.